You know what we should do, though? We should call Big Fatty.
We should.
Is there any... I don't listen to a show because I have unsubscribed from it. Do you listen to a show?
On occasion.
So is there anything going on over there that we could call and just... We just won't tell them who we are. We'll just call and...
I haven't listened in the past, like, week, so I don't know. I tend to... Because his are so short, I tend to, like, you know, on a day when there's nothing else... I mean, there's no paint drying to listen to
no
or anything else.
Right.
You know, no fingernails scratching down a chalkboard to listen to. Then I go, okay, I'll listen to some episodes.
I don't know. Pick a funny sounding name. What's a funny sounding name?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Is there any? I don't listen to a show because I have unsubscribed from it.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1063. Of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2012. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we're going to finish that story from yesterday, and we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, unsubscribers. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, unsubscribers indeed, because y'all, I'm going to go over here right now. And I'm going to go over to the pod track just to make sure no one is listening to the BFO. Big Fatty, you know damn good and well they're not listening. That old Biba, he's not listening. And y'all, sure enough, total downloads, zero. Big Fatty, why do you keep checking it? So, y'all just... y'all, that is, I'll tell you what that is in a minute, because y'all, that's part of today's little show, y'all, before we do anything else, y'all, I want to go back and I want to finish that story, about the, you know, remember the man, the kid at the Taco Bell gave the man the senior citizens discount, and he went out to his truck and got all mad and came back in, and the boy gave him his keys and all that, and y'all, and then I ran out of time. So so you know, the Taco Bell boy goes, "Dude, you can't get too far without your car keys, eh?" And I stared with utter disdain at the keys. I began to rationalize in my mind. Leaving keys behind hardly makes a man elderly. It could happen to anyone. Well, he turned and headed back to his truck. He slipped the key into the ignition, but it wouldn't turn. What now? He checked another key and tried another, and still nothing. That's when he noticed the purple beads hanging from the rearview mirror. He had no purple beads hanging from his rearview mirror. And then a few other objects came into focus. The car seat in the back seat. Happy Meal toys spread all over the floorboard. A partially eaten donut on the dashboard. Faster than you can say Ginkgo Biloba, he flew out of the alien vehicle. Moments later, he was speeding out of the parking lot, relieved to finally be leaving this nightmarish stop in his life. That is when he felt it. Deep in the bowels of his stomach, hunger. His stomach growled and churned, and he reached to grab his burrito, only it was nowhere to be found. He swung the truck around, gathered his courage, and strode back into the restaurant one final time, and there Elmo stood, draped in youth and black nail polish. All I could think was, what is this world coming to? All the man could say was, did I leave my food and drink here? At this point, he was ready to ask a Boy Scout to help him back to his vehicle and then go straight home and apply for Social Security benefits. Elmo had no clue. He walked back out to the truck, and suddenly a young lad came up and tugged on his jeans to get his attention. He was holding up a drink and a bag, and his mother explains, I think you left this in my truck by mistake. Well, the man, he took his food and drink from the little boy and sheepishly apologized. She offered these kind words, it's okay. My grandfather does stuff like this all the time. All of this to explain how he got a ticket doing 85 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Yes, I was racing some punk kid in a Toyota Prius. And no, I told the officer, I'm not too old to be driving this fast. As he walked in the front door, his wife met him halfway down the hall. He handed her a bag of cold food and a $300 speeding ticket. Then he sat promptly, he promptly sat in his rocking chair and covered up his legs with a blankie. The good news was he had successfully found his way home. Pass this on to other old fogies on your list so they can have a fun laugh too. Notice the larger type. That's for those of us who have trouble reading. P.S. Save the Earth. It's the only planet with chocolate. Beef. Fanny, thank goodness you finished that one up. Dear sweet Gussie Mac Mussy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought we were only going to be celebrating one exiting of the birth canal today, but y'all, you're not going to believe what we're celebrating today, because y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for that Patrick plane up there in New York, so nice they named it twice. Big Fatty, did they name him Patrick Plane? No. So, anyway, y'all, Patrick is just lovely. And y'all, if I don't know if you remember this or not, but back last spring, I guess it was, or maybe I don't remember when the hell it was, but y'all, you know, he and his partner, and I think it's pronounced Songman, but if I mispronounce it, it's because I'm old and I drink. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. But y'all, believe it or not, his partner, who he is married to up there in the New York, and so nice they named it twice. It is his partner's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Also, y'all, so a happy celebration to Patrick and to Songman. Big Freddy, will there be two cakes?
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
This is a phone call from Mr. Larry DeRill. This is Steve over at Bank of America. We received his interest check in the amount of 10 cents that, quite frankly, it's just going to cost us too much to mail it out, so we just need him to come and pick it up. So if you could give me a call back at 297-446-1798, and that's extension 207774. And once again, this is Steve from Bank of America, and I'm looking for Mr. Larry DeRill. So if you want to call me back, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, that call came in weeks ago, and y'all, Big Fatty thought it was a wrong number. But y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's little show that those scoundrels who have dubious intentions. We should call Big Freddy and cut the fool with him. So, y'all, that was those scoundrels over there that Adam Burns, who has unsubscribed. Y'all, this is what I love. This is what I love. Adam pretends like he listens, but he really doesn't. And Daniel pretends like he doesn't listen, but he really does. Big Freddy, you got him figured out? You've got them figured out. They're doing a topsy-turvy on your back, Freddy. But anyway, y'all, that's what that was all about. So y'all, I went back and found it. I found the call, y'all. It's the call of air. So y'all, I have now played it. So old Biba can get his hair cut. Big Fatty Biba will never get his hair cut.
Hello, Big Fatty. I hope you got back from the horror weekend safely. You sounded very, very overserved on your last episode. This is Christina from the Kansas. And I want to thank you very much for answering all those questions about the horror, and wanted to let you know that no, you did not scare me off and make me unsubscribe. In fact, if anything, thinking about the horror probably will make me touch myself inappropriately. Anyway, I just wanted to call and let you know I'm still listening, though not very lurking anymore. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Christina in the Kansas. Y'all, that was Christina in the Kansas. And y'all, evidently there are some of you out there that enjoy a little horror talk. Oh, dear Gussie, Mac Mussy, yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Joe in Dallas, the number one fanny at 20 of 11, and just calling to wish you and all of your black listeners a happy Ashy Wednesday. You can forget the lotion today and be ashy as you please.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. Y'all, that's Joe in Dallas. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, as many of you know, not only was Wednesday George Burthington's wash day, but y'all, it was also Ash Wednesday or Wednesday. And y'all, somebody, I don't remember who it was. No, I do know who it was. Y'all, it was that Noah from over there at the PNS Explosion. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, he said that he took some ashes off of someone's forehead and made him a Hitler mustache with him. So anyway, Joe, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear from you again. Just don't fall in that black hole out there and just disappear, because that's unacceptable. Yes, Big Freddy, very unacceptable. Now, y'all, I forgot to mention this on yesterday's little show, but y'all, at the very beginning of yesterday's little show, y'all, you heard those kids from that This Week in the Gay, and y'all, they were talking, that was that was Anthony and the whole crowd over there. Y'all, they were talking about the BFO app. And y'all, I just wanted to... Well, I'll get to that in a minute. I just wanted to remind all of you that the BFO app is indeed free in the Android Hemorrhoid market. But right now, it is currently unavailable in the iTunes store. But y'all, it's going through a reapproval process, and I just heard that there's a new operating systems or whatever it's called. So y'all, I think that Stephen the Uck is going to have us an update for that soon. But y'all, nothing good comes quickly. Big Fatty, that's why we get a show from you every day, very quickly. But anyways, but I wanted to mention that, and I meant to mention it yesterday. That's why I put that clip yesterday. Big Fatty, you just don't remember shit. Where's your burrito and soft drink? But, y'all, anyway, let me give you an update on the first day of the no-cob eating. First of all, there have been several nice comments and words of support from some of you, and y'all, I think it was Brother Sinatus out there in the Denvers. Y'all, he asked, what did the doctor say about the Tangeray? And y'all, I told him that I have two or three on Saturday night with Granny and Miss Porter. And he says, oh, I know Granny and Miss Porter. You probably should have more than that. No, he didn't say that at all. But he says, you should be fine. He says, there are people that have more than that every day. So, you know, two or three a week is just fine. He didn't have a problem with that. Y'all, I got up hump day morning. Y'all, I had my scrambled eggs and my Bafrin, and y'all, I really wanted some toast with it. I just wanted some toast, but I didn't have it. And then I had for a mid-morning snack, I went to the store and, you know, bought the vegetables and everything and a rotisserie chicken. Well, after I pulled all the meat off the rotisserie chicken, I put it in a stock pot and I put some water in there and I made me a chicken soup stock. And then I put some of the vegetables in there. And so, y'all, I took some of that soup in and had that as a mid-morning snack. Then I came home at lunchtime, and I had me a giant salad with some of that rotisserie chicken on top. And then, y'all, and then this afternoon I had a few almonds as a little snicker snack. And as soon as I finish recording today's show, y'all, I'm gonna have me a chicken bazoom. And I'm going to have, I'm going to steam me some sugar snap peas. Oh, dang, I see. And I know that says sugar in it, but y'all, I think I'm okay with the sugar snap peas. And so I'm going to have that and probably have a little solid also. And y'all, I'm also going to run over to the Von's East. And y'all, I'm going to get me some ground turkey or some ground beef. I hadn't decided yet. Just going to take a look and see what they got. And y'all, I'm going to make some of my famous mushroom chili. Because y'all, that is, because you know, Big Fatty does not put the beans in his mushroom chili. I put in sliced mushrooms and some onion and the seasoning mixes and all that, and y'all, and then just let it cook on in the crock pot. Oh, dear, I guess it gets good. And y'all, that's just meat and vegetables there. That's just, yes, Big Fatty, we got it, but you'll want to put cheese and sour cream on it. But y'all, I won't. I will not do it. Nor will I make me a corn muffin, which is delicious with that. But y'all, I'm going to tell you this, and I know that this is not going to be giving up bread forever and ever. Amen. But y'all, I can tell you right now, brofkus is going to be one of my most difficult meals because y'all, I really like my bread at brofkus. But y'all, we're just going to see. Maybe I'll do me a little omelet and put some of that chili on top of it. Oh, that actually sounds pretty good. Big Fatty, you've just come up with a recipe of the day. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that actually does sound pretty good. Now, y'all, I'll just belch it up all morning long. And, but you know, there's nothing new about that because, you know, Big Fatty spends most of his time each day belching stuff up in the blah, 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 blah. Oh, dang, I see. So, there you have it. I think that's all I've got. I think that's all I've got for you for today. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Oh, I meant to go over to Spottin' Big Fatty, y'all. But y'all, you're just going to have to go over there on your own. But y'all, I go over there. If I don't go over there and talk about it on the early show, I do go over there and look at it later on. And y'all, it really, if you need just a kerfuffle, each day, go over there and y'all contribute to that because y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. Right, Daniel?
Is there any, I don't listen to a show because I have unsubscribed from it.
Well, that's because you have dubious intentions. That's why.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.